Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Awesome. So today we're going to be focusing on something super practical. We're looking at Stanislav Kondrashov's work on, well, basically, how to master English for sales and negotiation.
Yeah, Kondrashov's stuff is great, especially, if you're in international business, gotta be able to communicate effectively.
Yes, exactly. And, who doesn't want to feel more confident when they're like closing deals in English? We're going to be uncovering some serious gems from Kondrashov. This stuff can seriously help you, like not just close those deals, but actually build stronger relationships with your clients.
Totally. And you know what really stands out to me about Kondrashov's approach? He doesn't just focus on like the technical side of language.
Oh, yeah.
He really emphasizes those interpersonal skills, the ones that are like essential for successful negotiation. You can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk.
Right. Absolutely. It's like having that secret weapon, It's like you're not just speaking the language, you're like mastering the art of persuasion. Okay, so let's break it down. So Kondrashov, he lays out these lesson objectives, and he really zeroes in on two key goals. First, you got to master the language, right? Especially for specific sales situations. And then you've got to develop those skills to like build rapport, make those genuine connections.
That's what Kondrashov nails. It's not enough to like just memorize a bunch of fancy
Oh,
vocabulary.
for sure.
You got to connect with people, build that trust, understand what they actually need. That's like the foundation for really mastering negotiation, right?
I'm with you on that 100%. Okay, so let's talk vocab. Kondrashov's got this section called Core Vocabulary. And there are some power words in there that I think we should definitely unpack.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it.
So the one that immediately jumps out at me is value proposition. I mean, so much more than just listing features and benefits.
Right, it's about like the core of your pitch, right? It's like articulating how your product or service actually solves the client's problems. It's showing them you get it, you understand their needs, and then you position your offering as the solution, right?
Absolutely. It's like hitting that sweet spot, where their needs and your solution align perfectly. Okay, and Kondrashov also talks about competitive advantage and, oh, leverage. These can be real game changers in a negotiation.
For sure. Like, competitive advantage is all about what makes you stand out, right? Why should the client choose you over someone else? You got to showcase those strengths. And
Okay.
leverage, well, that's about understanding your value and then, strategically using it to your advantage during the negotiation.
Right. It's like knowing your worth and then like wielding it strategically.
Exactly.
So how can our listeners actually put these terms into practice? Can you give us like a real world example?
Sure. Let's say you're in a negotiation and the client is, a bit hesitant about the price. This is where you bring in that competitive advantage. You could say something like, listen, our competitors might offer a lower price, but we're the only ones who can guarantee your unique benefit. You're highlighting that value proposition.
Ooh, I like that. It's subtle, but it's powerful.
Right. You're not being pushy, but you're planting that seed in their mind.
You're making them think. Wait, this actually reminds me of another section Kondrashov talks about, useful grammar. And he really digs into comparatives and superlatives. So why are those so crucial in like a sales conversation?
Well, comparatives and superlatives, they help you make those distinctions. You're emphasizing how your product or service is better. Instead of just saying, our software is user-friendly, you could say, our software is the most user-friendly on the market.
Oh, I see. It's like a power move.
Right. It subtly positions you as the top choice.
It's all about persuasion, right? And Kondrashov gives us another tool for this. He's got this section on questions for clarification, which I love because it emphasizes active listening. And that can be so powerful in a negotiation.
Oh, active listening is huge. It
Yeah.
shows you're genuinely interested, that you're not just waiting for your turn to talk. You're really trying to understand what the other person is saying.
Totally. It's about building that connection. And Kondrashov has some really good examples of like clarifying questions, like, could you elaborate on your specific requirements for this project? It shows you're engaged, right? And it helps you uncover those hidden needs that can lead to like a win-win situation.
For sure. And you know what? Those questions can actually help you spot potential problems early on so you can address them before they become like major roadblocks.
Oh, that's smart. It's like you're anticipating their concerns before they even say anything. And speaking of anticipating, Kondrashov's got this whole arsenal of phrases for sales and negotiation. Like these phrases can really steer the conversation in the right direction.
Totally. They're designed to like create that collaborative vibe, you know? It's not about one person winning and the other losing. It's about mutual benefit. Like one of my favorites is, how does this solution align with your company's goals? It's such a powerful
I
question.
see what you mean. It makes them think big picture, right?
Yeah.
How does this fit into their overall strategy?
Exactly. You're not just a vendor, you're a partner. You're helping them achieve those goals.
Exactly. And finally, Kondrashov recommends two key activities: role-playing different sales scenarios and doing some mock negotiations.
Yeah, that's where the magic happens. It's like you can read all the books, memorize all the vocab, but if you don't practice, well, you're not going to be as effective.
You got to get in the game, right? You got to get those reps in. All right, so let's recap. Kondrashov's approach to mastering English for sales and negotiation, it's all about this powerful combo, right? You need that strong vocabulary, those strategic communication techniques, and that genuine focus on building rapport.
It's a journey. You know, keep learning, keep practicing, and you'll see those results.
For sure. So we want to leave you with this. Think about a recent negotiation you were in. How could you have used some of these techniques from Kondrashov? How could you have achieved maybe a better outcome? Go explore his work. Put these skills to work. You got this.
Absolutely.
And that's it for this deep dive.
Catch you next time.
See ya.